y'all, but if y'all want some shit, you know what
I'm saying? Fuck with a nigga with a real little piece of.
With a real little personal. Real little 6-inch and shit. Like, damn. I can't have the barbecue knees on camera.
Yeah, nah. Don't do that.
Assembly. This is Pizza and Born.
Appreciate you having me.
I am your host, Broadscat, and this is Asani, one half of the Little People.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, so, first, what's your favorite pizza? Because I never got to ask this question.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. It's Beggars, but I wasn't able to follow, you know, instructions today. So I don't have Beggars for you. It's not my fault though. They stopped selling pizza early. I don't know what they own. I don't know. I got Luigi's. Still a Gary staple.
All right. Tell us about this Luigi's pizza. What flavor are we doing?
I'm basic today. I got cheese pizza. You know what I mean? It's cool. You know what I'm saying? You got two. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Home Alone. You know what I'm saying? Put me on to the cheese pizza. Been eating that shit ever since. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin.
Right? You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's what we doing today, man.
All right.
Simple shit. Crushed red pepper. Keep it simple.
Oh, and we got a little fancy on the side.
Yeah,
okay.
You got to. You need your furnishings and all that shit. For sure.
Okay. You know? All right, so today's topic, since he doesn't know what it is 8-Ball and MJG taught me everything I know about sex.
Really?
So that's today's topic.
All right. I'm with it.
We're going to talk about sex. And lyrics and how they shaped our sexual behaviors as adults now that we could think about it back then.
Mm.
What's very, very interesting is I legit thought about, I was like, okay, you know, when's the first time I myself like saw sex as sex? Not just, you know, I mean, the music video, like the first time I saw sex. And that was in 1996, all right? So now I'm thinking about it like the first time I saw a porn. Period. It was in 1996.
Okay.
And then all the other music things that came out in 96, like how all of that
is transport. Okay.
Right? So it's like, this is the box is on TV. You know what I mean? This is the box before it's MTV2.
Sure.
You had to call, and it cost like $2.50 to call and request a music video. And this is across the world because it was a London-based company. We didn't know it at the time, but we just knew, like, after a certain time at night, it would be like Chinese music playing on the station, and then all of a sudden it would just switch over to be the box.
Hey, so you putting me on, I'm kind of young.
Oh my god, this is why it's great. This is why, like, nobody knows. Before MTV2, it was just the box.
Okay.
And they play, like I said, it was requested music videos across the world, though, so unfortunately, it was the most popular music videos at the time.
So you just like that back. For real, that'd be tight.
That's crazy. So like, you'd see Crossroads like 15 times in a row because people would just be requesting that shit all day.
I do remember that playing, like that video playing hella throughout my childhood.
It was,
so maybe
it was a reason for that. Like, people were just requesting it. Like, I'm like, okay, so a part of me is seeing the Angel of Death 15 times a day, and then the other side is watching California Love. So Tupac is now like,
that too. Yep.
He's like gangster Tupac now. He's not like dancer background singer. He's not hype man anymore. He's now his own like rapper style. And then Uncle Luke is on
Oh, yeah.
Lil' Kim is out. Like, this is...
You paint the picture? Okay, I can dig.
So imagine how I was raised when Freaknik exists. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep, I was about to say,
So granted, I was raised in a very, very, like, Christian household. Not necessarily, like, super conservative.
Okay.
Because my dad didn't, like, go to church necessarily.
Okay.
But, you know, it was two girls, like, me and my sister growing up together. So it wasn't like we had, like... anything where it was super violent, like we couldn't watch those type of movies and stuff like that. But music, on the other hand, was prevalent, like everywhere. Like everything from gospel to classical to hip hop, R&B, soul, disco, whatever, music was played.
Was it open to the point that your parents like let you listen to whatever, like at a young age, even the raunchier stuff, or that was kind of more censored?
I don't think they even knew. I think it was censored, but to the point where it's like Aaliyah is out. You know what I mean? So, as long as you had a good set of music that was, like, decent, you could play that in your, you know what I mean, on your cassettes and shit in the house, in your room. But then, like, later, they ain't paying attention, and next thing you know, some other music is being played. Like, Reasonable Doubt came out in 96. Like, that's why I'm like, everything that you
heard it in 96?
I heard it in 96, because my sister's still 7 years older than me, so.
Okay.
So it was like that. Whenever she heard something, I heard something. So that just trips you out. So yeah, that was my setting the picture of 96. It's the first time I watched a porn in life. Okay, I'm a child. I'm a little baby. And I shouldn't have been seeing that shit. But guess what? That's the age where you should be talking about that. Actually, you should be talking about sex to your children from about 5 to age 7. Why? Because they need to know body parts to be able to tell someone no.
True. No off limits.
Yeah. So more than likely, it doesn't necessarily need to be about why are these feelings happening, but puberty happens around 8. Those feelings will start happening, and then you gotta explain them. So it's better to just start explaining them early. So.
It's right. It's crazy you say that though, because I could say with me, like, when you first said that sounds super young. Like, I think about, like, me as a kid. Like, I definitely, by the time I was 5, I knew what everything was. I definitely was educated enough to be able to tell somebody, oh, my family or whoever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, something like this happened and it wasn't something, it would have been any type of confusion. It would have been no blurred lines. So I'm thinking something is okay, something is not or whatever. So, I mean, I feel it, you know.
I like it. Okay, so that leads me to say, when did you first learn about sex?
Well, that's why, like I'm saying, I think it had to be, not that I don't know how. I don't know, man. See, it's messed up. It's different being a man and a woman because you grow up, you a nasty ass little boy. Like,
so explain to me what a nasty ass little boy is.
Humping the neighborhood girls on the tree, dry humping on the tree instead of playing outside how you supposed to be playing outside.
We're dry humping at what age?
Consensually, you know what I mean?
No, so, of course. So, consent. What age did you start dry humping? When was that a thing? And you can even say like grade. It doesn't necessarily have to be age.
It was younger than that. It had to have been like legit. I'm not exaggerating. I may have been five outside playing in the back. Didn't even know what I was doing. It was just like,
it feels good.
Yeah, she went to the girl like, hey, let's do it. She like, yeah. We both knew exactly what we were talking about. We don't know what it was. We didn't know nothing. But it's just like, that's propaganda, you know, the media. I don't know. I don't know what we saw on TV. I don't know.
That's what I mean. It's just specifically based off of what you saw. And if music videos are super, like, the thing.
Yeah, for sure. It just
helps you imitate the movements.
Yep.
I will say, though, I've been watching a lot of documentaries about, like, Southern music and things like that. And it made me look at, I guess, the parallels in twerking and what we see is like extremely sexual to being like, this may just be like ancestral and cultural.
Okay.
Because what were we watching? I was watching something about New Orleans bounce music, right?
Mm.
And even the men would technically be down there twerking. It's a bounce thing. Like it is a way that they thrust their hips that is specific to their area.
I've heard that theory based off of like, you know, like people say, like, you know, some, like, from Africa, you know, exactly. Being indigenous from then or something like that, but I never heard of the men.
But even then, even in Africa, like, they have a way of thrusting their hips that if we were talking about that in America, they may, you know, based off of Eurocentric standards and all of the other things, what may be considered gay, somebody else may consider that. That is a tribal dance. It's just crazy. I will be like, no, that's ass shaking. We attracted to it. That is why. To them, it's just like, don't the music make you do that? That's crazy. Hey,
it's natural. It started somewhere.
Yeah.
It had to start somewhere.
Yeah. But. So, like, yeah, when I remember, I guess, as young as maybe 5, seeing, like, the rump shaker videos and stuff like that and being like, okay, so girls throw that ass back.
Yeah, and that's
That's what you do. Like, it wasn't, like, sexual, but it was like, no, you throw your ass back if you dance, and that's what dancing is.
See, I don't know why I felt like, you heard about twerking, like, in songs, and it would be more so, it wasn't as, like, direct as it is now, but I swear I always feel like it was a little different then, though, wasn't it? It wasn't the actual, like, how could I describe it? I feel like back then, it was just more like, in songs, it was like, shake your booty, like, whatever that meant, just shake your booty, you know what I mean? So it's like, I can remember, like, whether it was TV, movie, like, videos, it was just them, just, I don't know, it was more, how can I say? I feel like, just generally, too, it was like, booties were smaller back then, let's just put it like that, you know what I mean?
He thinks booties were smaller back then. Okay, go ahead.
They're not. You correct me if I'm wrong. You know what I mean? I just mean generally. Hey, generally, nowadays, right now, 2020, is white girls walking around with black girl ass. Not that it wasn't like that back then, but it was way more common now than it was then. And I just feel
it's
like.
The hormones.
You're right. Whatever. I'm not saying.
Something in the water.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I'm just saying. Or whatever it is, food or whatever. But I'm just saying. I don't think it was just the regular act of twerking, how like. It was when we got, you know, older, because girls was like bobbing, and then before that it was the whole just, you know, shaking booty thing. Well, I could have just been out the loop, you know what I mean? It could have just been
That's what's great about it. It was always prevalent. Like, ass shaking has always existed.
Oh, no. Nah,
which is great, because I think it just evolves. Like, makeup got better. Weaves got better. Ass shaking got better. Everything just evolved, and now you have so many dance styles that you can actually like look at and bring in. So now people are like bringing some real stuff into their dance that would have just been regular, but now it's like it's above par.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I was alive, and like I said, I was a nasty little boy, so I remember what it was like to look at asses in 2003, and you know, 2020, it's a big difference.
It's
a big difference.
What was, like, I guess your first music video that you can remember that was like, oh, this is what they doing out here? Like, what gave you that feel?
Man, what is my first music video that I can remember, like?
Yeah. Like, something that was like, okay, this is not about the song no more. This is about...
No, for sure. That's what's crazy. For some reason, right now, I can't think of... All of my earliest, like, memories in music was... Or, like, I would say anything, not, I guess, raunchy. It was more, I was a kid, so it was kind of more mainstream stuff. So, like, I was very into Nelly. I was very into, like, you know, I was very into, I liked Jay-Z a lot when I was a kid. Like, so it's not, what I'm trying to say is, I think by that time, what I started seeing was, like, BET Uncut, I think that like really changed stuff for me. Or like the Tip Drill video, obviously.
I still
was a little older, like I probably was, you know, under 10 or something like that, but you know, just all the music videos I saw before that, I feel like I still should have been able to, you know, answer, you know, something earlier than that, but I can't really think of anything before that. But I just know definitely BET Uncut for sure. And then like that was just like, that was my shit. I mean, I don't know. Like, I got really into...
Don't know life until you watch BET Uncut, most likely with the sound down.
I got really into Melissa Ford.
Melissa Ford, I was going to ask. Because, yeah, it's been a thing, like, your first, like, video model, the girl who was, like, that for you, and everybody has one who's come so
that's,
far.
That's who I
has remember. Mentioned.
Mm-hmm. They were the days, for sure.
Yeah, the video chick days were iconic, I feel like. Like, they made... they made a good portion of why we like music videos.
Oh yeah,
really? Hell like yeah. The songs were cool. We loved the song. We listened to full albums back then. Like we didn't even know what was on the album. Really, we just bought this thing. Like so, that was cool. But the music videos made us fall in love with the girls who were in them. Mm-hmm. They made us, you know.
That was the time too, man.
That's great.
It was just a lot of good ass packaging for shit. Like back then, man. So.
How you remain visually inspired.
This wasn't a super raunchy one at all. It was not raunchy, but Ashanti was fine as fuck to me when she came out.
So you like Ashanti?
I did. Was it Baby? Is that the name of it?
Baby was what a was, good what was one. Her that
first
was the one.
What was like the first one that really took her? First or second? It don't matter.
I feel like I understand the Baby though, because it was that rain pouring.
Exactly.
Type
the little
almond
skin, her thighs was gleaming, you know what I'm saying?
She was a little sparkly.
Little shimmery, you know what I'm saying?
She was shimmering.
Yeah.
This is back when we didn't care about what men look like.
Whoa, so you said that's why Ja Rule popped, because back then niggas didn't care. That's crazy. I see where you're taking the culture.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's fucked
this
up.
This is what, like, no, this is what we actually care about lyrics, though. We like the people for what they were saying. We didn't care about what they look like.
I feel it.
Now.
It's the other way around.
Now it's completely
different. That's crazy.
We're like, I'll be cute, though. He could just say that. He just said water for 15, you know, bars. We good. Just keep that. That's the other thing. Okay. What was the first porn you saw? Do you remember that?
I do. I was way, way too fucking young to be watching porn.
So they say. These days.
As weird as this sounds, it was like an older family member who's like showed it to me. But it wasn't like, oh, like, look at this. It was like on some like, that was the TV in the room at the time. Right. I just happened to be in the room at the time. You know what
Shouts
I mean?
Shouts out to all the kids who's supposed to be like watching your younger siblings and cousins.
And you fucking their life up.
And you just
fuck me up. You know what I mean? Now I'm going to school. I look at girls different. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I didn't even realize that I really, you know, got altered. You know what I'm saying? Like a certain way, but it's all good.
You don't know. Okay, so
I turned out.
Describe what was this for? What was happening in it?
That's the thing. It was niggas went through like reels. It was like a compilation. Nope, I didn't compilate different discs. My nigga.
Oh, y'all just had anthologies in that. We had volumes.
I remember the first one. I just remember it being like, I was a little, okay, this is, I was a young kid. I was a little thrown off. They were different races. I'll say that. They weren't like my race. So like, I was like, it was just kind of interesting to me. I was just paying attention to like the color differences and shit like that. Like, that's all I was noticing at first. I'm like, okay, damn, that was kind of weird to me. Cool. Then the next one, I got into it. You know what I'm saying? It was like a little, it's a MILF type situation. So at this point, I'm like, damn, it just was like, I don't know. That might have fucked me up too, because I'm young, and it just made me, I don't know. Might have turned me into a monster or something. So, I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy. But the third volume. The third volume. It was like some, rough shit. Like, cause what they were doing, I think it was really for like entertainment, or maybe they was trying to see how I was reacting to shit. Because like they were just
let's see what every genre is of porn. Let's go through all the categories, see which one you pick up on.
Yeah, man.
Which one you like?
My family interesting, to say the least. You know what I'm saying? Shout out, cuz and them, but yeah, you know.
I should not be laughing because I don't believe in kink shaming, so this is not kink shaming. It's just, it's so amazing to hear these stories.
It's kind of fucked up.
Most African American families, it doesn't matter. Like, the way we learn about sex is never the same way as any other race would.
And it's not typical most of the time either.
No, Never.
Yeah. So I would say, yeah, after we went through different highlight reels and they were talking about all the different plays they saw, like, oh, yeah, you seen this? Like, oh, I be doing like all of that. You know, I'm just sitting there watching, just like, damn, like, you know, just really just finding out, you know, more everything is. Just, I mm-hmm. guess, it's just more stuff to feed my imagination. You know, absolutely. That's all it was. So.
An interesting story. So my first porn that I ever saw was a Christmas porn. And
how old were you?
I was eight. That's and sick. I watched That's a Christmas sick. Porn and my brother and I stumbled upon this. Yes, I have like a twin brother technically.
Okay.
So my brother and I stumbled upon this and we were so shocked because it was Mrs. Claus, and she was fucking an elf, and the elf was a real little person. So yeah.
So what did this do to y'all? Like y'all think Santa Claus is like everything?
Santa Claus is a cuckold to me.
That's what I'm saying. That didn't fuck up. Like yo, that's crazy. That's probably scarred the fuck out of y'all. Serious, like what did you do around the holidays now? You know what I'm saying?
Laugh, like I never believed in Santa ever again.
That's fucked up.
The milk and cookies has a totally different connotation.
Man, that's what I'm saying.
There was other things going on with milk and other things going on with cookies. Nice. And yeah,
hey, what Dave Chappelle say? Chocolate chips don't do that to people.
And they don't. They don't. And it was awesome though, because it was like a whole interracial cast. It was great. It made me more acceptable of everything because I was just like, oh, well, I've seen it. So I never was confused about when I saw a little person ever again after that. And then.
So really, like, y'all just grew up really. That's really odd.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, okay. That's how that happens. And after that, I would just have to help my brother, which y'all will meet later, help my brother navigate through how to, you know, fuck girls pretty much. Was like, hey, you know, here's my friend, want to meet her type of thing? And he'd be like, yep, and then just, I became helpful very early in life. I was like, okay, so this is what it is. All right, and I talked to my mom, and she would not talk about it at all. I talked to my dad, and he'd just be like, yeah, so
I'm saying, I'm pretty sure he was supportive. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Sure. He's like, yeah, that happens. Sure. If you want to have it, don't bring home any kids before, you know, it's time. And
that's crazy. I always thought about having a sister like that, like close in my age. Like,
yeah, I was born a wing woman. That's how.
That's dope.
I was born into being like.
You'll be blessed in life.
Here you go.
That's dope.
Yeah, I'll let him tell the story of the friends he smashed, but. That's a totally different set of stories. Okay, so. Yes. All right, so I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
In my deck of cards.
Oh, okay.
And I usually.
Like,
yeah, I usually ask them on the live pizza and porns, and I figured I would ask you some.
Okay.
Since, right. You know. This is a new version for last season stats. So,
ooh.
Okay. This is not on the card. However, what is your most sexual lyric that you've ever wrote?
My most sexual lyric?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay. This is, it was it's not gonna sound as like put together in song form as it is I'm about to say it, because it was like a break and like a skit in between the bar.
Okay.
But basically I said something like I put in the song, it was like an Orbit gum, like when the chick said dirty mouth, I put that in, and I said something, I can't remember, because it's probably like, I said something like something, more than one, yep, all my bitches need Orbit gum, she absorbed the cum. It was some shit like that. But then I was probably like, I might be like 14, 15 or some shit.
That's fine.
Like, like the old me was like, I don't know.
It's a little nasty.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The branch.
What happened to you? What happened to you?
I don't know, man.
What changed
it? Might have been Lil Wayne or something. That, okay. That made, you know, but just growing up, I just, I don't know, substance, you know what I mean? Really what it was, it got to a point, it's like, okay, I can't rap about head this much. I think Juicy J got that laying down pat, so I need to just kind of refine what I do a little bit.
Okay.
So now I'm
all right, so we're hearing two different artists, though, now. You said Juicy J and you said Lil Wayne.
Well,
now, both of them, however, have a high sexual, like... Like, the the amount of things that they said. Well, for Lil Wayne, he just, that's not even fair, because he don't write down nothing. So it's just whatever comes to the top of his head. We know he has a lot of sex.
And that's fucked up.
That has,
it's natural.
Yeah. We know his story. But
Juicy, too.
Yeah. So were you listening to music, this is a random quick segue, were you listening to music knowing that you wanted to do those things, like knowing that you wanted to be a rapper, or like, when did you figure that part out? And was it, did it have anything to do with, I guess, your circumstances growing up, or was it like, you know what, I like the way that these people do this, I want to do that?
I think it was, well, okay, the point I think I realized, I might have been like, maybe 8 years old. Really, it just started. I think it with me, it really started off as a love. Like, before I actually started like making music on my own, I was just writing out like 50 Cent lyrics, Jada Kiss lyrics and stuff, like just to learn the songs. And then I think when I started like just trying to write stuff myself, and I got into it, even before I actually started writing, I guess it was just more so, it was the chase of greatness to me. Like, I always looked at like it was just more than, it is self expression. It's more than that. It's you know, it is art, like I say, self-expression. It was a way to connect with people, and to, I guess, to mostly that, like connecting with people in a way that is unconventional, and you can do it in a way that's unconventional and very specific to you and how you want it to be. And then also just the chase for greatness as far as doing something that I guess is unconventional and also you know, helpful, and I can really push myself, you know what I mean? Like, it probably sounds like a lot, but literally, as a kid, like, all that was in my head. I used to sit there and watch videos and feel like, man, niggas wasn't doing it right, you know?
Always in me. That's great. Do you, I guess when it comes to content, do you write more, like, realistic to, I guess, the things that are happening in your life currently, or do you also or only rap about like the stories that you could, you know what I mean, have? How much of your real life is depicted in that?
I feel like it's mostly real life. It's mostly real life. There are times where I can pull stories and stuff like that, but for the most part, even those still stem from like, they still root from some type of real life experience or real life like thought or like milestone or something, right? You know what I mean? So I would say more real life oftentimes than not, for sure. I want to get more into like the latter, like you said, more stories, but as of right now, it's like, it's pretty much
real life is doing good for you, right?
A testimony, you know, you can't beat it.
Okay. All right, have you written any songs about any women that you suck with?
Yep, I have.
Okay.
I have.
Do they know that it was about them?
They have an idea.
Okay.
I believe they, it was one of the things where it was like, I kind of wasn't being the most truthful, I guess, in saying it. So they pretty much already knew when they heard it. It was like, oh, okay. It's like, that was too long.
Damn it! Found out they were not together with him in the song. That's horrible.
No. It wasn't that. She found out she got me together in the song. It was like, oh, that's.
It's like, oh, he do love me. I knew it in the song. Okay. All right, now I'm ready for these questions. So fill in the blank.
Okay.
Sex should start with blank. Sex should end with blank.
Sex to start with, I'm about to sound soft as fuck, connection. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Connection and consent.
Sex. Sex should end with water, because you should go crazy every time.
Hydration.
Facts.
Rehydrate yourselves. Facts. Okay.
Each other, you know.
Hey.
Sharing water, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and you
here
know,
here you go.
Come on, hey, consideration.
Hey, she gonna one round two. She gonna like that. He got me a towel, got me some water. You know what I'm saying?
That's so nice.
What you mean?
You know people don't do that. That's not a thing.
I feel like that's definitely normal. Every woman I've ever been with has. That's why I try. That's why I do it. Cause I'm like, man, she gonna go. It's them there racing. So,
I bring this to all of my male guests because a lot of times we don't consider, as women, that's what I mean when I say we don't consider that we have the upper hand in a lot of relationships and that we kind of are the go-to when it comes to how men are to proceed with pursuing us. Like, okay. We're the ones who set all the rules in relationships. If it's not happy wife, happy life, if it's not, true. You know, who's getting the consent first, mm-hmm. who's the pursuer, who's a predator, mm-hmm. all these things. Damsel in distress, all these fun shits that we like to label mm-hmm. People has mostly been to the benefit of women. How do you find, as a man, how do you find equity in relationships now? Like, how are you, because that's my other thing, I'm not about equality anymore. I'm against gender equality. It's impossible to have gender equality. What is possible though, and very doable and very healthy, is to have equity, meaning that everybody has equal parts of things that matter to them.
Exactly.
And your weaknesses and your strengths have nothing to do with the opposite sex. It's just mm-hmm. about what you get from it. So what do you think you get out of relationships when you are in them? What's something that you can
another reason why I say I like I guess intellectual types, like emotional intelligence is a big thing, I mm-hmm. think as well. So a lot of that I think comes from that. So like if a woman she may know like you say, what the most of the focus and general, you know, relationships are, but like, you know, if somebody is in tune enough, like I said, I guess emotionally intelligent enough, then they're going to be able to see the value mm-hmm. that you do have, even if mm-hmm. your main focus is trying to cater to them or provide in a certain sense, you know what I mean? So like the equity I get is the effort from that. Like, it's just that. I get why you say not equal, because equal comes off as the same. It's supposed to be different because it's different genders. Mm-hmm. But I guess I would just say that equal effort to your capacity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everybody has a different capacity right. level, but it's like within yours, if I can see, if the effort is there as far as like, I guess it's catering to me in whatever general ways. I'm not a really, not that I'm too accepting, but different people are different, so it's like, you know, I kind of accept the strength that I see, and I kind of accept the effort from the capacity level that I feel like I can get from that person, you know, it's just in that moment, you know what I mean? It's, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, just period, I would say, like, for the most part, you know, it's just about effort.
Okay. All right, so this has been a wonderful conversation.
So,
with Asani Hard of The Little People. So also check out his music. You want to tell us where to find you?
You can find me, find us, The Little People, THELITTLEPPL, everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I go by the name Asani Hard, that's ASANI space HARD. My boy, my partner in crime, my brother for life, Dre Baker. You know what I mean? You should know how to spell that if you're not stupid. Boom. find out shit, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? We put out an album not too long ago, There's Something Wrong With This Picture. We got hella shit coming soon that we can't tell y'all about. You didn't ask me to promote music, though, so your turn.
No, that's totally fine. I would appreciate if you do, like, do this. So
appreciate
that,
it. Well, yeah.
You know.
We got a lot of shit coming.
Absolutely.
First thing I'll just say for right now, Black Man on the Balcony coming. Ooh. ASAP. Ooh. For sure. You don't know what that is yet, but just look at the page and you'll find out. Could be
page.
An album, could be a single, could be Instagram freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yes, and he is single, ladies. So slide in those DMs. He may write a song about you.
You have to warm up to me before I write a song. You know what I'm saying? That shit take time. You know what I'm saying? But you could. You know what I'm saying? You can get a couple texts though. You can get some texts. You know what I'm saying? DMs, get it popping.
All right. You know what I'm saying? I'm Brodsky at.